People have been mining and using lead for thousands of years. The very word plumbing is derived from the Latin word for lead, plumbum, which is also why in the periodic table the symbol for lead is Pb. For millennia, lead seemed like a perfect metal. It's soft and malleable, with a relatively low melting temperature, it never corrodes, and it's very dense. Metallic lead is very rare in nature. Lead is usually found in ore, with zinc, silver, and most abundantly copper, and it's extracted with these metals. Most ores contain less than 10% lead, but ores that are only 3% lead can still be economically exploited. Because of its great properties, lead has been pervasive throughout civilization, and not just in plumbing. Since the invention of firearms, lead has been the primary metal used in shot and bullets. It's also the main metal used in a lot of fishing tackle, especially sinkers. Lead pigments were long used in paint to produce white, yellow, orange, and red, and are still used for this in China. Lead is an important component of car batteries today. Tetraethyl lead used to be added to gasoline to reduce engine knocking. Lead-2-acetate, also known as sugar of lead, was used by the Roman Empire as a sweetener for wine. Some believe this caused the dementia that affected many Roman emperors. Lead poisoning has been documented from ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and ancient China. As useful as many of lead's properties are, its dark side more than offsets its value for most purposes. Lead is a powerful neurotoxin. It interferes with a variety of body processes, and it's toxic to many organs and tissues, including the heart, bones, intestines, kidneys, and reproductive and nervous systems. Because it interferes with the development of the nervous system, it's particularly toxic to children, causing potentially permanent learning and behavior disorders. Death rates from cancer, stroke, and heart disease, and general death rates from all causes, have been found to be higher in people with elevated blood lead levels. Evidence also suggests that age-related mental decline and psychiatric symptoms are correlated with lead exposure. No safe threshold for lead exposure is known. One of the ways humans are still exposed to lead is by ingesting small or even microscopic particles from game meat. When a bullet fired from a high-powered rifle hits soft tissue in a deer, the bullet instantly fragments into extremely tiny particles that radiate out for many inches into the tissue in what's called a snowstorm effect. The particles are too tiny to be detected with our eyes or fingers, so they remain in the meat. Food shelves in several states have stopped taking venison from hunters because of the lead poisoning risk it poses. Bald eagles are functionally illiterate, so they haven't been informed about the risks of eating venison shot with lead bullets. They scavenge on carcasses of wounded deer that escaped and on gut piles of those that didn't. Either way, the eagles are pretty much insured of ingesting high levels of lead. And bird rehab clinics confirm that lead levels spike in bald eagles during and in the weeks following deer hunting season. As lead levels go up, eagles suffer the same kinds of neurological damage that humans do, and so they're often injured or killed in accidents or car collisions at this time of year, too. Some that are still clinging to life are brought to rehab centers. Treatment is extremely time-consuming, painstaking, and expensive. In the next four of the birds, I'll explain what's involved in treating these birds. I'll also pose the question, why did the EPA determine last week that lead is not dangerous to wildlife? I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.